I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. It was just about a year ago that the partly state-funded golf television station The Back Nine Network filed for bankruptcy. Since then, it has reemerged as a smaller enterprise, this time not as a lifestyle and entertainment network, but as a mobile golf app. The Back Nine Network was supposed to be a celebrity-driven, sexy-talking, approachable cable channel for people who didn't just want golf in their lives, but wanted a golf lifestyle. Didn't work.
We just couldn't get it up on the air as fast as we wanted to.
That's former Back Nine executive Charles Cox. He says the company went into bankruptcy with millions in debt, roughly $5 million of which was owed to the state. It's coming out of bankruptcy now as Swing by Swing, a new company with new investors and a smaller mission. The company says the state is slated to get its full investment back over time. Trade creditors get roughly 15 cents on the dollar back and a stake in Swing by Swing going forward. And other investors get a stake going forward, too. Again, Charles Cox.
It is a smaller operation, but we're projecting that we'll be able to, you know, pay off the state of Connecticut loan and give them a return on their investment.
George Norfleet is the director of the state's Office of Film, Television, and Digital Media.
There is always risk, and certainly in startup businesses, that risk is amplified, and that's exactly, you know, the type of business that Back Nine was.
Norfleet says Swing by Swing has more realistic aspirations. Instead of being a big network, it'll be a golf smartphone app, some online content, and an e-newsletter for now.
We negotiated ourselves to be in the position so that if something like this were to happen, unfortunately it did, that we would be able to, we'd be in a position to try to protect the taxpayers. I think that we've been able to execute on that.
Not everyone is pleased. Investors William and Janet Guillo are pursuing a claim, arguing that they were misled into investing $860,000 into Back Nine. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.